Going to Illinois, one of my favorite guys, not only in the state of Illinois, but heck, let's just say the United States. Mr. Luke Ford, who's committed to the University of Arkansas, big-time tight end prospect who's just blowing up still. The guy, instead of calling him Luke Ford, I think we ought to just refer to him as the man. What's up, Luke?
What's up? Thank you for having me back on.
Always. We're going to have you on as a guest host one of these days when we work it all out, because not only are you a good guest, I think you can be a good co-host. So we're going to work that out one of these days, okay?
Most definitely.
All right, man. Hey, let's just cut to the chase. The invite to the opening, that is huge, man. That is huge, and I know that was a big day for you. Just kind of hit on that, if you would, Luke.
First off, I mean, all glory to God. Lord's blessed. I was super excited. I went to the Nike opening just hoping, you know, I'd play good, show out, and Lord willing, I did, and I had a fun time, met a lot of good guys there, and later that night, I got the tweet from the opening that I got an invite to the finals, and it's crazy. They're going to fly me out there. They're paying for all my gear, and I don't know. I'm just super excited. I can't wait to get out there.
You really dominated from everything I could tell from that regional. You just completely dominated. Did you even surprise yourself, maybe?
I don't know. I think, you know, I was just doing what I was doing. But, no, I had a good time, and I had fun.
So, who's all going out there with you to Nike headquarters?
I think the whole family. I think it's me, my brother, my mom, and dad.
Heck, they ought to be thanking you, Luke. I mean, you got them a free vacation, you know that? They owe you big time, you know?
Right. Tell my dad to get me a new car.
Absolutely. Hey, when your mom or dad say, "Hey, Luke, need to take out the trash," just kind of yawn and say, "Hey, you're going to Oregon because of me, right?"
Yeah, I don't know how that'll work out, but
that would probably mean extra taking out the trash duty, huh?
Right. Yeah, I'll be grounded for a couple days, so that's not gonna be too good.
Yeah, well, hey, let's just talk about you in Arkansas. Obviously, everybody's still coming after you. From what I understand, Coach Lenny's gonna be at your school on Monday. Other schools are coming at you. What do you say to the Arkansas fans about other schools coming and trying to snatch you away?
Woo, Sue Piggy, I'm still a hog. I'm gonna be a hog for life. Come on now. You know, don't listen to the hype of other schools coming at me and stuff. I ain't going anywhere. Go Hawks, baby.
All right, Luke. Kind of give us a lowdown on why that's the case. I know. I think most fans know. But let's kind of recap why you're so sold on the University of Arkansas.
One, tight end you. And two, I mean, I just love the coaches. I love Coach Bielema, now that I know how to say it. And he's such a good guy. Real genuine. And then my coach, Coach Lunny, and Coach Enos, just all great guys. I love the facilities. I think the best facilities in the nation by far. And I just like Fayetteville town too. And I love you. So.
And I love you too, Luke. Hey, you know, you're talking about Coach Bielema's, pronouncing the name. You're not the only one. Hey, this guy here behind the microphone, I said what a lot of people initially say, Bielema. I said it for a few weeks after he was hired, and I knew how to pronounce it, but for whatever reason, Bielema kept coming out of my mouth. And then finally, when I said it enough, it stuck with me. And I guess that's why everybody refers to him. Not everybody, but a lot of people refer to him as Coach B. But
that's probably what I'll do.
Yeah, no doubt. A lot of people do. But when are you guys getting back down to Fayetteville, you and the family, Luke?
I think me and the family are going to come back down there June 3rd. We're going to do a football camp over there at the football facility. I think they're hosting a camp, and I'm just going to be there with all the other commits. I think Connor's going to be there. I think Bumper. I don't know about Byron, but I think most of us are going to be there.
you and Byron, Connor, and Bumper, you guys have gotten tight.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're a close knit group of guys. We all have a group chat. We all Snapchat each other. We're always messing around, talking to each other, trying to get other recruits. And it's pretty awesome, though. I was super excited to hear that we got a 5-star kicker that committed, and we reached out to him. And we're talking to him a lot. I mean, it's awesome right now. I'm so excited to be a Razorback.
So what was the group chats usually involved with the four of you guys?
We just send a lot of memes, and we just talk to each other, mess with each other, and I don't know. We have a good time in the group chat. We like to have fun.
Okay, who of the four? Hey, you're a hoot. I mean, who next? I mean, besides you, who's the comedian outside of yourself?
Oh, I don't know. Out of those four, if they're listening in, I don't know. Maybe Bumper. I think, yeah, maybe Bumper. Yeah, it's probably Bumper.
So he may have a chance at being a stand-up comedian beyond football or something?
Yeah, him and Connor Nolan. They're both pretty funny. Byron, he's a good guy. He's funny too, though. So
when you committed and you were driving, I mean, when you made that decision to commit, and I think we hit on this before, but what was the reaction around town?
They were all super excited for me. I had tons of people come up to my door and just give me stuff and say congratulations. And my coaches were super happy for me. Everybody thought felt that I made the right decision, because I always talked about Arkansas and how they're always putting so much time and effort into me and recruiting me. And all my friends were super excited. We went out to eat somewhere. I forget where. I think it was B-Dubs. But we had a good time. And I think the town went crazy and stuff. It's pretty awesome here in a small town.
You talked about Arkansas putting so much emphasis on you and definitely letting you know that they wanted you a part of the program. Kind of recap that a little bit and talk about how much of how they put the emphasis on you, that they wanted you at Arkansas.
Well, for one, I mean, Coach Enos and Coach Lenny came to one of my basketball practice, stayed throughout that, then afterwards they gave me the offer. But after that, it was just constant, you know. I was texting them daily, getting mail all the time. I would FaceTime their whole staff and talk to the head coach, Bielema. And I don't know, I formed a relationship with them really quick. And they obviously put tons of time into me. And it just felt like a good fit all around. And so after that visit, I just knew it was the right place for me.
Coach Lenny, obviously you connected with him. He's going to be your position coach. I know you guys still communicate, obviously, because he's coming to see you on Monday.
Most definitely. I talk with him all the time, and he's the one that's going to be down there June 3rd watching me at the football camp when I go there. I'm basically going to hang out with him.
When you tell other people, and I know you're talking to other guys about the University of Arkansas, trying to get them on board. What's a short sales pitch from Luke Ford to a prospect?
I say, I like Arkansas a lot. And they have very nice facilities, and their coaches are awesome. And I just tell them my experience, basically. And they're all like, you know, that's awesome and stuff. And I can't wait to get down there and do a visit and stuff. But I mean, I think hopefully it's working. I mean, I try to do the best I can.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, let's I think we got about a minute or so left. Let's do the Q&A real quick. Your favorite meal, Luke?
Favorite meal? I guess I'd have to go with just regular mac and cheese.
What goes with the mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese. Oh gosh, I don't know. You put me on the spot. I don't know.
All right, don't worry about it. Don't worry. One last question. Dream date, the one woman in the world you'd love to go out with.
My girlfriend.
Smart answer, Luke Ford. Boy, mama didn't raise a fool, did he? Did she?
No, she didn't. That was a trick question. I knew it.
Luke, we're out of time, big guy. Thanks so much for coming on. Talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Take care. Thanks for having me.
You bet.